My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are on the south side. If you listen to Dukes and Bell every day, you're right now in this parking lot at Napa Auto Parts. Help us out. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for hanging out with this mic. So many Falcon fans out here today. And they are now officially handing out these flags.
Yes, the Falcon cheerleaders are out here. I mean, this thing has been a scene. They literally, when I say lined up around the block, that is not a lie. No lie told. They are lined up around the block. I mean, but I do think this is a reflection of some of the, hey, man, appreciate you, man. Thank you, my friend. But I think this is a part of, Carl, the hype, the vibe that folks are feeling about this team. People want to believe in this team for so long. 6 years in the wilderness without the playoffs, and now feeling like you've really got something special here. Now, again, it's a brutal start to the schedule. The big debate online, guys waiting to get their Napa Falcons flags, was, is it 2-2? Is it 3-1 to start the season? I mean, I'm sort of leaning towards 2-2, but again, if you come out and really do what you're supposed to do against Pittsburgh, people will certainly be hyped on this thing. And then Eagles is always going to be a tough out. Chiefs, Carl, they still, you know, they're prone to mistakes early. Who knows? Maybe we can pull off a 3-1.
You never know. By the way, I want to remind you guys, today's shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game are dedicated to the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas. We had Big Hugh on. For those who missed that interview earlier, we'll play that for you. Talking some football, but also talking about what the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund is. And you can contribute, guys, at hughtdouglas.org. And again, Hugh was a student at Morehouse, and they are trying to help other young men and other programs, right? And
right.
The youth to realize their full potential academically, professionally, and across the board. So to donate, please go to hughtdouglas.org. We talked to Hugh earlier today, right, and all of our shows, not just here but in Philly, are dedicated to that.
And you'll get to hear the conversation. We're going to replay it in the 6 o'clock hour. And again, it's something that's certainly, Carl, was unbelievable. It hit all of us, and just to, you know, turn the tragedy into a positive for a scholarship at Morehouse is probably the best outcome.
All right, guys, before we get to our interview with Darnell Mooney, Matthew Judon was speaking to the media today. I want you to hear just a few things. We got more of this coming up at 6 o'clock, but he had a chance to talk about preparing for potentially Justin Fields. If you've not heard, at practice today, the Steelers quarterback, Russell Wilson, was limited. Mm. He's got this calf thing he's been dealing
with. Mr. Unlimited sounds limited.
So Justin was asked about it. He said, look, we got to prepare for whomever's going to be out there.
We only have what they put out on in preseason.
which we all know that's not the real plays. That's not how they're going to run them and stuff. It's going to be foils and folds that we got to see during the game. And, you know, I think Mike T said, you got to expect Fields to play. And so you got to practice for that, but then you also got to practice for Russ and what he's good at. So, you know, you got to do a lot in a little bit of time. But fortunately for us, we knew since the Falcons knew since the season and since the opponents came out that they was playing the Steelers. So it's a lot of research that you got on them, especially because the OC came from here as well.
So that's Matthew Judon saying we've got to be prepared for whomever's going to be out there. It could be Justin Fields. It could be at some point. Listen, Russell's the starter, but this calf thing, we'll see what happens between now and Sunday.
I will say this, though. We talked to Benjamin Albright from KOA in Denver. He was talking to folks in Pittsburgh who felt it was Russell Wilson all along. I know Fields has his supporters, but apparently couldn't get the traction, Carl. Just a matter of Russell staying healthy. And now the calf injury, apparently maybe it's as big a deal as what we're dealing with our tight end and Kyle Pitts.
Here's Grady Jarrett talking about it's important to start the season on the right foot. And we've been saying this is a big game on Sunday, man. Start the season at home against the Steelers. Here's Grady.
Oh man, super important. I think it's super important to set the tone for the whole season, you know. And I know the fans gonna show up big time for us, and I think it just starts off on the right foot with this new regime going, doing what we got to do. And but you know, it's not the end all be all, but at the end of the day, you want to win the opener.
You do want to win the opener. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Napa Auto Parts, guys, right here off of Jonesboro Road. We had a chance to catch up with Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Yesterday on the show, and the first thing we asked him was, how does this offense look with Kirk Cousins?
Practice is going good. Today was like the first day, you know,
good
first
job.
Down.
A lot of time.
And, it was very detailed, very, you know, smooth practice. And I've been a part of, you know, in my first couple years, you know. So it was definitely nice to, you know, have a flow and you know, some trust in the first days, you know. So,
well, it's funny because we were talking about, you know, your 1,000-yard season in Chicago, and then, you know, I was like, I'm not that familiar with Darnell. Kirk Cousins knew you. Kirk Cousins wanted you here, and Kirk Cousins and you are having an amazing chemistry. One thing we noticed, Darnell, it looks like from practice, we weren't privy to some of those scrimmages with Miami, but it looks like you and Cousins have a great rapport together.
For sure. I mean, he has a great, you know, core with everybody, you know, so I can't just single myself out, but he does well with a lot of guys, and then I mean, we kind of click up on a lot of things that he can just trust me and throw the ball up and know I'll be there, know I'll be open. So it's been working out good.
Well, we've seen a little bit of that at practice. Darnell Mooney joining us. What's up, Darnell? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we get ready for the Steelers on Sunday. For folks who don't know about your game, man, what would you say? What do you bring? Tell us what your strengths are at playing the position that you play.
Very good route runner. Very great route runner. speed, quickness, and I'll just have to go a great route runner again, so.
Route runner, speed, quickness, take the top off the defense. Those are your strengths, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people, you know, they saw you in Chicago. Obviously, you went through a few different quarterbacks, and people are wondering, you know, what this is going to look like with Kirk Cousins. Man, tell us about the other guys. I know Kyle Pitts is dealing with a little hammy, but, you know, Bijan and company, as a group, what do you think about the skills position guys?
I mean, we got a lot of mouths to feed, and we got the right guy to feed them. So we got Kyle, like you said. Kyle's, you know, you said he's dealing with a hamstring, but he looks nice at practice. They couldn't tell.
Okay.
And then Bijan is just Bijan. You know, Bijan's gonna blossom as he's already been blossoming. And then Drake, of course, everybody knows Drake. Drake is amazing. He can do everything. He's quick. He doesn't think he's fast, but I think he's pretty fast for his size, and there's not a 50-50 ball to him. It's 100% all to him. So,
you know, we've been talking about what this offense is going to look like. I was trying to get the secret sauce out of Zach Robinson, tried to get out of coach. It just seems like, would you look at what the Rams were doing? Because I know that's the only comparison we would have, is the kind of dynamic offense where everybody's getting involved, running backs, as you just mentioned, wide receivers. And how important is your role going to be?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, the thing is, it's going to be, we have so many weapons, you never know whose game is going to be, you know. So there can be some games that me and Drake probably get like four catches and we're just, you know, balling on offense, or it could be like the special team is doing so good that we're not really doing too much offense. So you really don't know whose game is going to be. You just have to be ready whenever your number's called.
Yeah. Tell us about your experience, man, at Tulane. I mean, you know, I'm curious to know, you know, how much you enjoyed your experience there. Obviously, you balled out and got a lot of recognition. But talk about that, man, because I don't know if a lot of people know that's where you went to school.
Yeah, no, it's very nice, very hot there. You know, the humidity is crazy.
Yeah.
And then the weather, you know, with the rain.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pain and all that, but great experience. I loved being there, and I learned a lot there. A lot to, you know, go into my adulthood. So grateful for the experience for sure.
It's a Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
Here with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Yeah. Hey, man, what do you see with the Pittsburgh Steelers defense?
I mean, they got some guys. They got Deontay Jackson over there. He's a speed guy. And then you got Joey Porter over there. Long-arm guy. When he puts his hand on you, it's bad for you for sure. And then, obviously, Minka. Minka, he's like the head honcho over there, and he's roaming back there trying to get some picks. He's kind of like Jesse a little bit, but I'm picking Jesse all the time. And then you got Elliott on the back end. with the strong safety side. He's doing some good things of going sideline and sideline. And then as far as the, you know, nobody forgets about the Mr. Watt guy. He's going to create some havoc. And obviously Hayward, he's going to create some havoc too. And then I'm not sure his name, but 56 on the opposite side of TJ, he's pretty good too. So.
Oh, you're talking about the other pass rusher for the Zips. Listen, they got a Super Bowl caliber defense, man. Just from a personnel standpoint, Darnell, you know this as you're laying it out for us here on Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We're chopping it up with Darnell Mooney as the Falcons get ready for the Steelers on Sunday. I totally agree with you. You said you'd take Jesse all day. What is it like going up against him, and what does Justin Simmons look like since you've been able to get him on the field and go out there as well?
Jesse makes things tough for you. I mean, he'll probably make some things that other guys won't make plays, and then you're just like, wait, can I do this right now, or is Jesse right here? So he makes it hard to, you know, establish what you can do. And then as far as with Justin, I've talked to Justin a few times, and he's a smart dude, a smart, smart dude. And then he's just gathering the playbook and trying to get his understanding of everything. But as far as I don't know what they were doing today. I mean, I was on for the offense, so I wasn't really paying attention to the defense. I'm sure they will get things together and be the dynamic that they have to be.
All right, big guy. Now you convinced me. I'm going to draft you in fantasy football.
Uh-oh,
tell me how much you guys love hearing people say that.
There you go.
Here you go. Darnell, do not listen to him, man. Do you? Do what you do.
1,000 yards, baby.
Do not listen to him.
1,000? 1,000, man?
Hey, I got my goals, but we'll reveal those at the end of the year.
All right, man. Fair enough.
All right. Well, make sure you reveal them to us. We want to know.
Right on, bro.
We want to know. On. Hey, man, good luck. We're excited for what you can do, man. Like I said, I told our audience and Falcon fans, you know, you've been balling out in camp, and hopefully that carries over, man, with you and Kirk Cousins. Darnell Mooney, you're 26 now, Darnell. Is that right? You just turned?
Correct.
Yeah, man.
Correct.
Just dude, in your prime. Let's roll. Hey, good luck on Sunday. Thanks for stopping by, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Darnell Mooney, here on Dukes and Bell.
Good stuff, man. And again, very low-key guy. But as Carl and I have been telling you all preseason, one of the guys, if there's a guy that every single week, Carl, in practice was kicking it,
yep,
it was Darnell Mooney. And again, everybody's getting a great rapport with Kirk Cousins. But is he going to be that blow-it-off-the-top guy? The role, we're going to wait and see. We're going to find out some of this coming up on Sunday.
That we are. Strong Arm Story of the Day is on the way, guys. Also, we'll get a chance to chop it up with Grant. Everybody see Luda last night in those arms?
Dude, that made me laugh out loud. Matter of fact, I think everybody should grab some of that for Halloween.
I'm with you. I agree. We'll talk to Grant. Another big win for our Braves. That's on the way. But when we come back, tonight, football starts.
Woohoo!
It's Dukes and Bell.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
It all starts tonight. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Napa Auto Parts, literally hanging out in the parking lot with all the other Falcon fans. What's going on? And people out here getting their Falcon flags, man. Big shout out to everybody that's coming through and all the love they're showing us. Mike, we got to talk about tonight because tonight the NFL season starts, and it is the biggest night. When you talk about opening the season, we get a good game, hopefully. Chiefs-Ravens, I think it'll be close.
Right.
We talked a little bit about this with Benjamin Albright, who said he thought that the Chiefs got better offensively this offseason. The crazy thing is the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and they did not have the best offense last year in the National Football League. But we know they had the best quarterback who got them in the situation they were in the Super Bowl and was able to pull it out. But I do think that the pressure is on the Ravens to prove that last year was not a fluke, man. To play as well as they did, to get home field advantage, not get to the Super Bowl, they got to follow that up this season.
Well, they got to come back and win an Arrowhead because, you know, we said this all the time. What reason – you don't want to be that prisoner of the moment where, you know, Kansas City is like this juggernaut. They're just clutch, Carl. We talk about the clutch gene.
They are.
You got Patrick Mahomes. Everybody, you know, everybody wants one. There's only one. And you can look as bad as they did. I know I use this all the time. Late in the season, they lose to the Raiders. They're getting whooped. You're saying there's no way they can go to the Super Bowl. And then they're able to put it together. They throw that switch. Buffalo, oh, we're getting the Chiefs at home. Yep. So what? You lost. Diggs couldn't make the big play.
For sure.
You go down to Baltimore. And then Todd Monken makes some crazy play calls. Takes them out of the running game. Lamar also has to be more accurate. I think we all agree that Lamar's got to be more consistent in that department. But the Chiefs just have that clutch gene. So it doesn't matter how you get there. Carl, they could be a wild card, it seems like, and still find a way because they're just so clutch. But I just felt right now, as a fan, Ravens, Just give us a good show. I don't want to see something like 14-10. I want some action, man. How defensive is this game going to be? You brought up earlier Kansas City's defense is really underrated.
Well,
and never really mentioned, but they were they got on their defenses back at times last year.
They were the best defense in the league, especially in the playoffs last year. And, you know, I think Chris Jones has taken that spot that Aaron Donald had for so many years as the best interior defensive lineman in the league. Kansas City and their defense is the reason why they went to the Super Bowl. It was not their offense last year. So here's the deal. This year, you say, all right, opening game, Kansas City, all the hype, they've been there. You know, they're going for the three-peat. They can't win it tonight. But obviously you want to get off to a good start. And I also think Patrick Mahomes wants to send a message. Let's be honest.
Right.
Mahomes is like, look, I'm the reigning, you know, Super Bowl champion. I get Lamar. And by the way, Lamar was asked this question. I don't know if you heard it. Stukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, about, you know, does he have a friendship with Patrick Mahomes? And he was like, no, I respect his game, but
we're not boys.
Yeah. Right. And it was kind of interesting, man. Like, you would think all these elite quarterbacks in the league would have some kind of relationship, maybe, you know. And he said, no, I really don't have a relationship with Patrick Mahomes. But with that said, he says he's a great competitor, great quarterback, and was very complimentary. But there's no debating, man. His competitiveness, I'm talking about Mahomes, it's off the charts, right? So he's going to come in tonight, home game. They get the, you know, they got the rings. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere.
And is this the last year for Travis Kelce? You know, if you look back, where, you know, where he's at, they asked the question about Travis Kelce. Would you come back at some point if they drafted another tight end in a diminished role?
Yeah.
And he said no. He goes, no way. He goes, I would not do that. And he, you know, he goes, I'm here to play and play football all season long. But you begin to wonder at this stage, maybe, you know, just maybe this could be, you know, the last year for Kelce. Oh, by the way.
Was he going to ride off in the sunset with Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, the Swifties. She will be at the game tonight, so you're going to have your, you know, your 3 to 5 shots per half of Taylor Swift up there in the booth, which I got to be honest, didn't really bother me that much, but some people, you know, they get a certain way about that. But, yeah, I just want to see some action, man. I want to see start off this season with some points, make us all excited, something we can really, you know, sink our teeth into tonight. But one thing for certain, Patrick Mahomes is the most clutch.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, that Tom Brady is his own thing and there's still a long way to go. But there's only one Patrick Mahomes. And, Carl, he's done it when he's been banged up. Think about this. He's been healthy. He's been hurt. Right? He just finds a way. Hell, in the preseason, he throws him behind his damn back. I'm not trying to say that they can't be beat. Because what are they saying, Predator? If it bleeds, we can kill it. But I will say that I just feel Kansas City is going to be in the AFC Championship. And the AFC Championship may not be in Kansas City, but they've already shown that doesn't matter.
No, the good news for the Ravens is I think their receiving core is better. This is the second year in Todd Monken's offense for, you know, Lamar and company. I do think they'll be better. I just feel like defensively I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year. Guys,
they lost some pieces, right?
Well, they led the league in sacks. They led the league in turnovers. I mean, every category that matters, that was the Ravens last year. And then they lost a defensive coordinator who's now in Seattle as the head coach. We're going to have to see how defensive coordinator flows. His name's Zach Orr. We got to see if he's able to call a game, you know, in a similar fashion. I don't know. They lost a few players as well. And, Mike, I think the biggest piece, we're going to see him, you know, one of the guys that, on that team from the Ravens last year, their star linebacker, at least one of them, is now a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Right.
You know, and I think they lost a big piece or two on that defense. I just need to see how they replace those pieces.
On the flip side, though, it's ironic they didn't use the run game when they had the Chiefs at home, and then they asked Derrick Henry. So Derrick Henry now, again, whatever he's got left in the tank, that's also to take, you know, pressure off of Lamar Jackson, more play action. And, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we can dance around the subject. It's kind of conversations we had about Mike Vick here in Atlanta. For all those tremendous things, you got to be accurate. Mike gave us those wow moments, but the accuracy was always, it felt like, it never came easy. And it seems like when the chips are down in the playoff games, that's when Lamar Jackson needs to be more accurate.
404-726-0929. We always want to hear from you guys with our text. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We're live down south, guys. Jonesboro Road right here in front of Napa Auto Parts. Hanging out. So many Falcon fans coming through, Mike. And I think this just shows us that what we've been talking about is real, right?
What
we've been saying about the excitement and, hey, I met a lady. She said, this is my first year. I've got tickets. I said,
How about that?
I said, oh, that's cool. She says, I'm so excited. You know, it's the first time I've had season tickets. And she was talking about it. And she said, what can I expect? And I said, well, just be there and be loud. That's all you need to do.
You know, guys, we said it. Hopefully this is the last season where we're going to have to endure – more of the visiting fans. Not more, but a lot. You know, 10,000 Steeler fans, whatever the number's going to be. The heritage teams like the Cowboys always bring people. We get that. But hopefully this is the year where we certainly can start this thing. You know, and you know, we'll talk about Kirk Cousins. Is he going to play 2 years here? Is he going to play three? Maybe just two? And then we turn it over to Penix Jr. But first things first, we've got to get in the playoffs. Got to make this thing happen. Because these fans that are so hardcore, they're hanging out here online to get flags. Stop it, sir. Guys, cover my Florida State logo, please, sir. I ride or die, and right now we are dying. We're definitely dying, and it's very painful. But you know, but we never lost a party. We never lost a party. But oh, here we go. Here comes Orton. Yeah, it's tough. These are hard. In the words of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Carl, these are hot times on the south side. Getting these guys buffed in my chop about them Seminoles.
It's tough. Mike, I was just...
Matter of fact, somebody suggested the American Dream in the Florida State, they bring out a miniature horse, Carl, for the flavor.
They might as well. I tell you what, man. I was talking about Patrick Queen now with the Steelers.
That's good. That's the name.
That was a big loss for the Ravens, and I was just trying to remember because there's so many guys that made that defense special, but Queen is a side-to-sideline guy. He'll be here on Sunday for the Steelers, so we got to handle him, man.
Right.
But that's what I'm curious about tonight. I just want to see how that defense looks for the Ravens. 404-726-0929.
You know, we're hanging out with guys and ladies that have Falcon tattoos. You know, and outside Atlanta,
like
you know, people, yeah, Falcon tattoos. Yes, we are a passionate fan base. These are folks, the guy's a barber, and he loves it. And these people spend their hard-earned money to be a part of this thing on Sunday. And I think this is the year. And again, last year when you and I talked about everything we were expecting, we had that if. There was always the if when it came to Desmond Ridder.
Yeah,
but
appreciate
this year,
you
just feel like with Kirk Cousins, we do have finally a guy.
Yeah.
Look, before he blew his Achilles out, this guy was up. It was another 40. It's gonna be another 4,000, 30 touchdown plus season for Kirk Cousins. That's what he pumps out.
Well, he was leading the league in touchdowns last year.
This offensive line, if they could protect the man, we're finally gonna get the juice for all of these guys. That when we drafted Pitts, and again, we spent a lot of time on that. That whatever the hamstring is going to be or not. But this is the year where we finally get the most out of all these dudes. That's where it's at. By the way, if it sounds like we're multitasking, Carl and I have been signing autographs this entire session, which I got to be honest is a little strange and off-putting, but we love you guys and the fact you want a Dukes and Bell autograph. And it means a lot to us, man. It's very humbling. Man, it certainly makes us feel very special because we know we got the best listeners in Atlanta.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Grant. We'll talk to him about not only last night. Charlie Morton was not his best, but guess what? We got hits,
yep.
And we scored runs, which is something we haven't done enough of. We'll also talk to him about Luda. We mentioned this, man. Everybody loves these bobblehead nights. I was asking Oren about, did he get a bobblehead? Oren said, I had to work last night. They had the Outcast night, which was huge, right?
Right.
Last night, Luda came out with the big arms. It made national news. It was everywhere. It was great. But the Braves continue to win, and that's the key. We gotta hold off the Mets. So we're going to talk to Grant about that. More on the Falcons at the 6 o'clock hour and our visit with Big Hugh Douglas as well.
Yeah, man, this whole day has been dedicated to Hugh Douglas, the memory of his son, the HughTDouglas.org. Go to HughTDouglas.org. Son was killed tragically in a car accident. He was a Morehouse man, and the kid was going to be doing some great things. We talked so much about that memorial service that was Ebenezer Baptist and all the testimonies about just what this young man was on the verge, Carl, of achieving in his life. So to honor his memory, Hugh and our sister station IP in Philly have been helping get the word out so you can contribute and send some deserving student to Morehouse, which I think is just an awesome idea.
That is it. We're coming back. We're live right here at Napa Auto Parts. Again, thanks to all the folks coming out here, grabbing flags and whatnot. When we get back, we'll talk to Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Let's talk to our buddy Grant McCauley. Our Braves insider covers MLB, and we talk to him on a daily basis. Braves continue their series with the Rockies. Last night was fun, and it started off with this guy. That's Luda.
Luda.
He had the big arms, and Grant, everybody was talking about this. It was fun. I thought it set kind of the tone for, you know, a fun night at the ballpark. Right. Braves win 5-2 over the Rockies. But is this the Charlie Morton we're going to get? And when I say that,
five innings.
Is this what we can expect? I mean, I don't know. Maybe my expectations, just because of his experience and what he's been able to do in his career, maybe I'm expecting too much at this point.
Well, I think it kind of depends on, is he able to avoid the troublesome inning, that one where it seems like either some runs get scored against him, and obviously not a lot yesterday, and, you know, we can certainly live with a couple of runs, I think, per start, but I think he really kind of runs into that pitch count issue, and we saw Well, on the flip side of that, what happened when you tried to push him through six innings in Philadelphia? And I won't put all that on Charlie. I won't even put all of it on Brian Snitker because, you know, the matchup is the matchup, and that fly ball home run is not a home run in a lot of parks and wasn't expected to be based on those stats either. But putting that aside, I think you've kind of reached that point where if you can get through that five, then you can start to piece things together with this bullpen. Now, can you do it for everybody every night? No. But in these situations, unless he's just rolling along with a nice lead, I think you kind of have to play it as much as you can strategically with how much is enough and how much maybe is one time too many.
Yeah, man, last night, I guess the only thing you could complain about, Grant, because the result was there. Iglesias did his job. We talked about Kelnick with the big fly. Just left a bunch of guys on base. But I think, you know, when you don't have Ozzie and Austin Riley and some of those regular boppers out there, I think maybe it's to be expected at times.
Yeah, I think we've kind of arrived there at that point of the season where you'd love to see more action, you know, with runners on base. I mean, the Braves have been a club that has really struggled with that all season long, at least since April when they stopped scoring runs at the rate where a lot of people thought they were going to. Then you factor in the injury and some of the missing pieces. It is to be expected that it was going to be down some. But this has been a correction of sorts, I guess. A regression is one word you could put on it, but I would also point to the injuries as a big reason why. That just hasn't been the Braves club that we thought we were going to get, even with some of the names that are still in there, having gone through the highs and lows that they have experienced this year, whether that's Matt Olson or Sean Murphy, Michael Harris. I mean, there's been a lot of different guys, Orlando Arcia, that have just kind of gone through it at times. But, you know, this is the opportunity I think they have in front of them to put all that to the side and just try to play the best baseball they can right now. And Brian Snitker reiterated that before the game. Look, we're here to win the day. And then we're going to get up tomorrow and try to do the same thing. And the day after that, and the day after that.
Grant, what's your take on Jarrett Kelnick right now? It's September. What would you say if I said, has he exceeded expectations? Has he done what they expected him to do? I mean, last night was a huge three-run homer. But, you know, he's flashed at times, right? I mean, and there was a point in the season where he got hot and then cooled off. What would you say to somebody who says, hey, what has Jarrett Kelnick been?
Yeah, I think in some cases you kind of have to take the bad with the good. But I still feel like there's a ton of upside. I mean, we're talking about a player who's, you know, heading into what should be the prime years of his career. We saw yesterday. I mean, the tools are tantalizing when the results are there. When they're not there, though, that can make you crazy and you're just rethinking everything. But I think losing a little bit of playing time here lately as well has kind of been part of his odyssey this year. But after such a great month of June, the month of July was just kind of coming crashing back down to earth for him. But that is, I think, for whether it's Jarrett Kelnick or any young player trying to establish themselves, you know, you can learn very little through victory, but you can learn a lot in defeat. And that, I think, is where the day-to-day adjustment that comes from it and the experience really does start to add up, and you do start to really evolve as a player. And I still think Jarrett Kelnick is in that process right now.
Is our man Grant McCauley with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. As the Bravos, you know, as we said, the Mets breathing right down their necks, Grant. They had a big whooping of the Red Sox last night, 8-3. You mentioned the other day about how, you know, the Padres have really kind of clicked, and they're getting Tatis back. Do you think this team can hang on? Or, I mean, do you really feel that you're going to need Ozzie to get back quicker than he's expected?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Ozzie thing's kind of out of their hands at the moment. Mm-hmm. But you look at the strength of schedule going down the stretch. The Braves currently playing a Rockies team that they should be able to beat up on. They won the series. Can they finish it off? Then you play Toronto, which is, you know, got a couple of good players, but clearly they had to sell some stuff off at the trade deadline. You got one with Cincinnati. Then you got the Nationals on the other side of that. And for the Mets, they've got seven more games with the Philadelphia Phillies head-to-head. That's not going to be a ton of fun. There is that penultimate series of the year, you know, that – it could be very much like 22, where you've got the Braves and the Mets both playing for, you know, a spot in the postseason. And if it's close, who knows what can happen in that series as they go head-to-head. So there's a lot left to be decided, but I do think the Braves, as much as they can, I mean, the division may be, you know, out of their reach, but they definitely have their hands on a playoff spot, and they can hold on to it and control that destiny if they can play winning baseball here over this next 3.5-4 weeks.
It's Grant McCauley, guys. Dukes and Bill coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Matthew Judon, as well as Drake London, who talks about the potential of this team as we get ready for Sunday. And also Grady Jarrett talking about Arthur Smith and unscouted looks. Stay tuned. That's on the way. Grant, Ronaldo Lopez on the hill tonight. In August, he's pretty damn good. 3 starts. ERA was 1.59 in those games. 23 strikeouts, 17 innings. I think, you know, when we talk about Sale, I know we talk a lot about Fried and Charlie. Lopez is the second best pitcher on this roster, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that he's put up the numbers that makes that case, but it's hard for me with the resume that Max Fried has to just overlook him at this point. I know it's kind of – I mean, the numbers are what they are. They tell you who's having, I think, the better season, and that would point to Lopez. But, you know, this is a good problem to have. I know we touched on it yesterday, like what does a Braves rotation look like now that could be stronger than it has the last couple of Octobers and how much of a chance that gives them. But I think the bigger story for Reynaldo Lopez is, and this is something else Brian Snitker talked about a little while ago, was that he may have even surprised himself with not only the success, but the ability to get back in and thrive in the starting role again. He wanted that chance. And now it seems like as the season's gone on, he has started to maybe mix his pitches a little bit better, add and lean on some other pitches, and really just become a more complete thrower as a result of that. And I think that's been something that, you know, you knew he was going to have more than just a big fastball to succeed as a starting pitcher in the big leagues. He's shown a lot of that. And with that kind of three-week reset that he got, I think that they've kind of charged those batteries as much as they can. And look, whether he is ranked in first or second or third or fourth best pitcher in the rotation doesn't really matter. I guess Chris Sale may be the one guy that has the clear favorite as being the Braves' number one guy, but he's going to be counted on to throw some big innings. There's just no way around that.
Is Max Fried here next year?
Well, that's a bigger question for probably a longer segment, but I think that the Braves, if they don't have him, they need to have a very, very clear picture of what they're going out there trying to get over the course of the winter. And I don't know. There's not too many Max Frieds that are going to be out there, but they did pull Chris Sale and Reynaldo Lopez out of their hat over the course of last winter. So if anything, Alex Anthopoulos has shown that he will go out and look and try to find the arms that he can to help his club out.
All right. You like the way the schedule lines up here with these – not just the Rockies. We should sweep them. You know me. I said this to you last week. Sweep, sweep, sweep. I know I got ahead of myself, but we're handling business. But you like the way the schedule shakes out here over the next 6 to 8 days or so?
Yeah, it's an important time in their schedule, crucial time. And the Braves, I mean, they had won 5 consecutive series before going into Philadelphia and having a very real chance of winning that series, but not being able to get a couple of big hits and hold a lead when they needed to. But that aside, they've come right back and won a series against this club the way that they needed to. They would love to finish that off with that sweep behind Reynaldo Lopez tonight. There's no two ways about that. But keeping in mind that prior to winning those 5 straight series heading into Philly, it was the Rockies that took 2 out of 3 from them. So they can't afford any setbacks like that. They can't afford it against the Blue Jays. They can't afford it, you know, going ahead with the Cincinnati Reds. They've got that one makeup game, and then they've got to find a way to beat up on the Washington Nationals. That has been a thorn in their side this year. They're 4-7 against Washington, wow, a club that has been well below 500 all year long, but they've played well against teams well above 500. So you try to figure it out. I keep trying to. Maybe one of us will come up with the right answer. I don't know.
All right, man. We appreciate it, Grant. And again, we got to find out where we can get those Luda muscles, those arms, because that's going to be – imagine that's going to be a killer for Halloween.
Need those.
Got to find it. Matter of fact, whoever's making those, we got to find it.
Yeah, it really is. Grant, man, enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully we get a sweep. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And follow Grant, guys. Stay up with what's going on with the Braves. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys.
I like the oversized watch on the Luda's left. That's what and I love the fact that they had to get leverage. Look, they had a little bit of tape for the ball to sit on, so yeah, get the thing moving.
To even throw with that, right, though. I mean, the fact that he delivered it was pretty damn good.
It reminded me of, like, the Rick and Morty episode. Rick and Morty's got, like, the giant arm. But anyway, made me laugh, man. Good stuff last night.
Hey, man, what is Drake London talking about when the Steelers secondary was brought up? Is he going to be able to have some success on Sunday? We'll let you hear what he had to say. Grady and Judon as well, coming up in the 6 o'clock hour live. Jonesboro Road, guys, right here, Napa Auto Parts. Falcon fans stopping by, getting their Falcon flags and getting their autographs as well. We got a Falcon alum here, Mike, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, man, Brian Scott. You remember Brian Scott from back in the day? The hard-hitting safety for Penn State. He's taking photos with the ladies. And he looks like he can still play, by the way, because
yes, he does.
You know, he's a stud.
He does. Hey, we've got tickets for you right now. Blake Shelton. You're a Blake Shelton fan? They're going to be here at State Farm Arena March 15, 2025. It's Blake Shelton and Friends and Heroes Tour with Craig Morton, Dina Carter, Trace Atkins. Caller number 7 right now at 404-726-0929. You're going to win the tickets. We've got Blake Shelton tickets for you right now at State Farm Arena in March, right here for listening to Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.